Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Melinda, and Melinda writes from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And Melinda writes, Gerald, how can we tell if our home was a good investment? Well, first and foremost, Melinda, I wouldn't worry that much about whether your home was an investment, a good investment in the past tense, because you have to live life forward, right? But to answer your question, the home that you live in, with a few exceptions, is not really an investment in the purest sense, because it fulfills a basic need that you have. And you'd have that need whether you own that home, whether you rented it, or whether you lived off the grid in a tent somewhere. So I assume that when you ask whether it's a good investment or not, you're thinking with respect to just financial issues. So whether the house appreciated or not, or how much it cost you, etc. And those are certainly the kinds of things that you want to focus on and consider and be preoccupied with respect to rental properties, investment properties, but not so much in the home that you live in. Now, there is an exception to that. Obviously, if you live in a multi-family or multi-unit home, then your home actually satisfies both criteria. So it, you know, provides basic need for you, and it also generates income. But for the most part, people live in single-family homes or townhouses or condominiums. So the main benefit really is what you come home to every day and enjoy. So my advice to you would be that if you can reasonably afford the home that you live in, if you're happy with it and you're comfortable there, then it was a good investment. Thanks for your question, Melinda. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at geraldlucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.